Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
This is SPR.
Embarrassments continue to mount as the Olympic torch has been dropped by his management following his involvement in an underground dogfighting ring. The Olympic Four have stated that this kind of behavior has no place in the group and has made a sizable donation to the ASPCA.
That was Fiona Vaughn reporting from SPR Atlanta.
Live from SPR News in Washington, I'm Wenling Chen. William Wizgig, a.k.a. Billy the Wiz Kid, remains in quarantine as agents of Acronym work to confirm his status as a doppelganger. Wizgig claims that he is the original and has requested the help of Franklin the Supercomputer, but the Heroic Legion has stated that Franklin is currently otherwise engaged. In other news, joint Operation Lasting Peace is underway with the combined naval forces of Zarpathia and America converging on the island of Zen. These forces are engaged to blockade the island until the AI Galatea is surrendered back to Zarpathia. We'll have updates on this story as it develops.
That was Wenling Chen, reporting from Washington. It's 103 degrees here in Paradise City. Officials recommend staying indoors until the geodome is repaired and the suppression field reactivated. We go now to a special presentation from Acting Vice President of SPR, Deirdre Wilson.
This is Deirdre Wilson, Vice President of SPR. We want to open this segment by saying Apoorva Singh is alive. When the quantum imposter first appeared, our junior reporter came to me to request permission to investigate. We did not know where this story would lead, but I knew it would be intensely personal for her. Ultimately, we determined that we had no other choice. There was no one at SPR, or quite possibly in the entire world, who was better equipped to follow this story to its conclusion. That story is now complete. In her pursuit of the quantum imposter, Apoorva ultimately failed to uphold the standards we set for our investigative journalists. Yet, we have decided it is in the public's interest to play her final report in its entirety so that we may properly close the book on the quantum saga. We now give you the final chapter of To Catch a Speedster.
This is a story about family. My sister, Juhi, isn't a speedster like me or our father. Instead, she is gifted with the power of illusion, a power she has had mastery over since she was a small child. I've always hated it. When I was 16 and she was 12, she made me think that our neighbor, Cameron Hazard, had a crush on me. He'd wave at me from across the street, he'd talk to me from his car, and there was more than one late-night phone call on our house phone. And then, when I showed up at his door to go to junior prom, Not only had we never talked, but he had no idea who I was. It had been one of Juhi's tricks. 4 months of cruel illusions. As revenge, I scattered everything in her bedroom across the Mojave. Dad made us both go out and pick it all up. Without powers. It was the angriest I had ever been in my life. Until I found her on the top floor of Tower 2 impersonating our dead dad.
Corva, what did you do?
Oh, look. The freaks, for once, get to see what it's like to be normal.
They're children, Gary.
No, Zing. They're corpses.
Run, Juhi, run!
The signal's jammed, boss. They're all alone.
Have fun, poor guards.
The Legion's top floors are a wasp's nest of offices, labs, and launch points, designed to be maneuvered in robotic transporters, which were currently shut off.
I can't believe I'm outrunning you right now.
Shut up!
Hey! Why aren't they using their guns?
They can't. There's 50 heroes outside just looking for an excuse to rush in.
Wait, they can't use their guns?
There were 15 of the so-called Norm Guard fanned out around 5 teenagers and me, armed with police batons and chains. 5 teenagers, who have been on the Future People's Hero track for 7 years.
Fuck this. Let's get them.
Reading, writing, Krav Maga.
We're doing okay.
Me and my big
Iron Barracuda.
No, his hand.
Norm guards. This is what we've been working towards. Supers have tried to control us, rule over us because their variant blood makes them feel superior. Well. Do they look superior now?
No!
Squall! Put her
down! Squall has these beautiful turquoise wings, which she uses to blow gale force winds. Gary had them stretched out in his iron hands, his knee in her back.
She's 16, Gary!
In Normgard, what do we call a 16-year-old with wings?
Freaks!
His face mask pulled back so we could see him smiling.
Please, help me!
I am helping.
Yeah! Now, who's next?
I am, you peep.
Me. I'm not a fighter. I'm a reporter. Maybe this is your chance. The world will want to hear this. Tell your story.
Oh, no, you're not going to trick me into monologuing. I'm not some costumed idiot like the men your father used to fight. Our flag means something. Our fight means something. And now we have the power. The world will watch us take it back for the sheep. The sheep. The sheep. The sheep.
The dozen or so Normcore soldiers still on their feet had the ugliest smiles, hyped up on bloodlust as they closed in on the remaining children.
Juhi, what do we do? Juhi, what do we do?
Not so smug now, are you, little Juhi Singh? Are you still having fun?
Juhi, get behind me.
Corva?
Dad would
want me to do this. I need to do this.
Okay. Gary, those blasters are powered by palladium. Don't do anything crazy.
Gary Guinness does everything crazy. Have you met him?
Juhi!
Any last words?
Gary, you poor little baby. Your little movement is going to fail because you're weak. Not because you don't have powers. It's because you're a sad little frightened bully who can't seem to realize that the reason no one likes you has nothing to do with your genetics and everything to do with your personality. If I never had powers again, I would still
be...
Was so satisfying. Oh my god.
Wow.
Oh my god, I can feel it in my veins. Something has changed inside of me, and it's feeling pretty good, sheeps. Oh my god, Sing. Woo! Sing, how does that make you feel? I mean, you must have always wanted to do that to her. Oh, are you going to cry? Dead dad, dead sister. Ah, whiner. Hey, I got a novel idea. Maybe I'll find your mother after we're done here. What do you think?
I'm not too worried. The first Juhi is never real.
What?
Made you look.
Their powers are back. Norm guards, guns hot.
Get Squall and Parrot out.
On it.
Oh, I'll kill you all. Even if I have to blow this whole building to hell.
All right, Burva. Let's get him.
No, they have a train to catch.
Prepare to get railed, Norcore!
But what? The Mojave? Really? Bring me back.
I wanted a place you couldn't sneak away. We need to talk.
You have to catch me first, Red.
How dare you?
The second Juhi is fake, too.
You never.
How could you do it?
We had everything.
You messed it up.
Squall,
you got a bunch of high school students to bully a paramilitary group and it's my fault?
Yes!
You thought it was going to be Scooby-Doo! You brought them into... Ugh! The desert dunes had disappeared, becoming a flat, icy tundra. My mind was hard at work convincing my body it was freezing. It was also hard to move without twisting an ankle on the invisible hills.
You'll never catch me like that.
You're right. I started to make little circles in the sand, which, as every speedster knows...
Hey! Come on! That's cheating!
There you are. How could you lie to me like that?
Oh, come on! It's not like you were fooled! Oh, Burva, I didn't...
You never think!
Burva, look out! It's a dinosaur!
Why?
Burva, air...
My nose! I buried her in the sand. She disappeared. She threw illusions of snakes, biting my ankles, birds pecking at my eyes. But I barely noticed as we rolled over each other down the dunes.
Hey, Porva, it's me, Cameron Hazard. You wouldn't hurt me right before prom, would you?
You bitch!
I think you broke my arm. I thought we were pulling our punches.
Yeah, me too, Cameron. How could you do it?
Me?
All of it! You had to make yourself the center of attention.
To get attention! Newsflash, no one gave a shit about us.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Super friendly SPR covered 30 Normcore rallies. Incognito got covered once, and only because Normcore was there. No one cared who we were.
Because you're a bunch of kids.
And they're killing us.
Oh, come
on. Dylan Hendricks, Lila Redding, heck, even the children on Zen. And you gave the murderers a microphone.
You didn't have to use Dad.
He would be thrilled I used him to help people. It's the only thing he ever wanted.
Our father would never want to see you put yourself in danger like that.
Yeah, spoken like his favorite.
Oh, favorite.
His little perfect protege. Maybe he didn't want to see you in danger. He didn't hesitate when it came to himself.
And look what happened to him!
Excuse me for trying to do the one thing in my whole life that he'd be proud of.
You want to know the last thing he said? The real last thing he said? When he fought Babylon, I ran across the whole country to help him. I got there just in time to watch what happens when a man running faster than sound comes to a sudden stop. The Legion hadn't shown up then. By the time I got to him, he was almost gone. But you know what he did when he saw me? He smiled and said, "Tell Juhi I love her more." His last words. So yeah, I'm his favorite.
Why didn't you tell me?
Because I didn't want you to feel guilty. Because I was mad.
So this is why you've been so angry? Oh, you idiot. The last memory I have of Dad was screaming at him. I wanted to do early tryouts for the battalion, and he wouldn't let me. I told him that he loved being the ultimate speedster and being the big hero for everyone else, more than he loved us. Then I made myself vanish.
But he loved you more. I am an idiot.
Maybe we're both a little stupid.
It's okay.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it's not. You broke so many laws.
So many. Are you gonna bring me in?
I think it's important that people hear this story and know what Normcore is capable of. So I'll leave it to your judgment. I was taught that goodness needs strong borders. I've never broken a rule in my life. But like I said, this story is about family. And when it comes to Juhi, I love her more. I am sorry about the confusion my sister and I have caused. But for now, I'm going to spend time getting to know her in the only place that's still safe for people like us.
Welcome home, girls.
From SPR Zen, I'm Apoorva Singh.
Support for SPR comes from
the 720 Fund. It's been over a decade since the city of New York suddenly disappeared in a flash of light, but those who have been left behind are still rebuilding their lives. While we can't change the past, the 720 Fund is working on it, funding research and magic into undoing that fateful day so that it never happened. But we can't do it without you. Some short-sighted members of Congress have called our plan insane and claim that we might even destroy the universe. So please, call your representative and let them know that the 720 Fund needs their support and Neutrinium. The 720 Fund, building a better yesterday.
Live from SBR News in Washington, I'm Wenling Chen. The Joint Naval Force has arrived on Isla Silva's waters. We go now to SBR senior reporter Ben Beltzer.
Hello, Wenling. I am speaking from the bridge of the USS Harmony, along with the White House, press corps, and the president himself. The Allied fleet of US and Sarpathian forces have joined together for their blockade of the island Zen. These military divisions have been joined by members of both the Heroic Legion and Sarpathia's Dvoyne. All communication in and out of the island has been blocked.
With communication blocked, how are the islanders supposed to indicate if they surrender?
That's a good question.
This force represents a significant portion of the Earth's defensive power, so surrender does seem likely.
More than likely, Ben. Inevitable.
And we're also joined by Spandexo CEO Jack Bindle, who is here as a personal guest of the president. Mr. Bindle, why so confident?
Just look at them out there. 24,000 American troops. 800 of the Heroic Legion's top-rated heroes. Over 1,000 Zarpathian supers, all clad in the latest of Spandexo's active combat wear. Don't they look great? Well, I'd say this is an unbeatable force.
Well, you should know, Galatea expressed similar confidence in Zen's chances.
Isla Silva, Ben. You don't have to listen to what villains want to call themselves.
President Norris, is it safe for you to be here?
Couldn't find a safer spot. This fleet is the mightiest hammer on Earth. If Isla Silva wants to turn itself into a nail, that's fine by me. Besides, we've leveled this particular playing field.
Your Matthew ship, Yagen, alter course 10 degrees south-southeast.
Tell me that's not Franklin.
Iron Barracuda had him locked away in some basement.
There was some concern about him taking over the world.
Now, don't you worry. No internet for him. He's installed locally here on this ship.
Isn't that right, you weird robot, you?
My father always said, if you're fighting someone strong, be unpredictable. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have a conflict to end. Keep that mic hot, Ben. The American people shouldn't miss a moment of this.
Absolutely right, Mr. President.
The sea is beginning to get rougher as we approach the island. Although it is still miles away, you can see it is aglow with energy. Waves seem to be pulsing from it, and above all of it is a figure, who must be Cosmos himself. The President has climbed the stage under the banner of Operation Lasting Peace.
Residents of Isla Silva, this is the President of the United States. You have been led astray by the villain known as Cosmos. We do not mean you harm. You've come to this place looking for safety, and you will have it, but not as long as your dictator continues to defy international law. Before you today...
Go! What the hell, Brennan?
There seems to be a small altercation on the deck between the hero Shelon and Physics. Physics seems to be trying to get Shelon a headlock button.
Yeet!
And Physics has been thrown clear to another ship. It's unclear what started this, but...
Before you today stands the might of the developed world. If you resist our lawful orders, you will... Oh, what the hell is going on?
Sir, several of our ships are veering off course.
Contact Joint Command and send a yellow alert to the rest of the fleet. I want everyone within 3 feet of a radio on comms and on course.
Belay that. Maintain heading, and if you would, press that little red button there.
Jack, you've been a good friend, but maybe let the Admiral handle this.
Of course, Mr. President. Just that little red button there, Lieutenant.
Sir, yes, sir.
Alert! Predicted model has been compromised. New model accuracy at 15%.
All right, everyone.
It's showtime.
Jack, what in the deep hell is going on?
I'm just ending the conflict, Mr. President.
My suit!
I don't know how to describe it. All across the ship and in the air, people's uniforms are sliding off and becoming... Oh, God. They're becoming...
Jack, you two-time son of a...
Ben, if you're just joining us, we're getting reports that exosuits have made supplies to the doppelgangers. If you have a spandex armor, please.
From QSPZ Baltimore, it's These American Supers. In a year defined by the Super Act, unrest on Zen, the reuniting of the Olympic Four, there's a story that almost everyone seems afraid to cover. Today's episode, The Doppelganger in the Room. But first, I want to deliver the tragic news that my dear, dear friend Steel Trap passed away just moments ago in Paradise City. I was really hoping she would be here for this. Our listeners might remember her from a fan favorite story we ran last year.
I have a song stuck in my head.
It's like, you can't tell me what to do. I'm gonna do what I wanna do.
The song itself achieved sentience and turned on its creator. It sought to reproduce and could only do so by living within the mind of its victims. The only person who could resist the hypnotic power of the song was you, Steel Trap, and me.
Shortly after, I began work on a new story about the silent invasion of Earth. Aliens invading Earth has been a favorite theme in fiction for over 100 years. And yet, when we consider the actual invasion, it's cloaked in rumors, government psyops. We had people wondering if doppelgangers were actually real. It's amazing. Even after the passing of President Ames, there was still doubt. There was doubt after Norris claimed that Cosmos was a doppelganger. And on today's program, we are going to remove that doubt. It's These American Supers, but I'm not Ethan Schwartz, and I haven't been for a long time. I'm sure that SPR engineers are trying to figure out how I hijacked the broadcast. I'm sure Deidre Wilson is trying to figure out how long I've been under her nose. Maybe she's questioning my stories. Is the Legion really as bad as I claimed? Is Billy one of us or one of you? And if she's really smart, she's probably thinking, was it wise to send me in to meet the world's most powerful artificial intelligence? I'd love to answer these questions. I even brought the real Ethan in to interview me. But Deirdre, you aren't giving us enough time. In my favorite movie, The Close Encounters of the Third Kind, Spielberg imagines that the first communication between species would be music. While this might not be our first communication, I think it'll be the most memorable. With Steeltrap dead and Franklin toppling into the Pacific Ocean, I dedicate this banger to their memory. I'm sure you're all going to love it.
You can't tell me what to do. I'm gonna do what I wanna do. You can't tell me what to say. I'm gonna say what I wanna say. You can't tell me what to do. I'm gonna do what I wanna do. You can't tell me what to say. I'm gonna say what I wanna say. You can't tell me how to act. I'm gonna do it, and that is that. I'm a person with wants and feels. I love scary movies and I love wavy chips. There ain't nothing you can do to me to change who I'm gonna be. You can't tell me what to do. I'm gonna do what I wanna do. You can't tell me what to say. I'm gonna say what I want.
Breaking news. SPR Security has breached the control room of our studios in Baltimore and secured the doppelganger posing as These American Supers host, Ethan Schwartz. Anyone who has listened to the episode or the live feed of SPR up until this breaking news broadcast should be isolated until we can find out the effects of the mind virus. Oh, from the USS Harmony, we return to our live coverage at Isla Silva. Ben.
Seems the situation here is under control.
That's good to hear. What happened?
The supersuits provided by Spandexo were in fact the doppelgangers themselves. After a quick skirmish, the military forces of the U.S. and Zarpathia were quickly brought under control. Isla Silva seems to have encased itself in some sort of energy field, but we believe this is temporary.
Are you okay, Ben?
Absolutely. Franklin has been isolated and is about to be ejected from the USS Harmony.
I was just learning to... Wow.
Ben, what's going on?
Don't worry, Wendley. You just have to listen to this new banger.
No, wait!
This is Deirdre Wilson, Vice President of SPR. I'm broadcasting from our backup feed in a secure location. It appears that planet Earth is undergoing a full-scale invasion by the doppelgangers. If you can hear this, do not use any Spandexo products as they might be doppelgangers in disguise. Isolate yourself. Find earplugs. Get away. If you can hear me, turn your radio off now.
This is an SPR emergency alert from Paradise City, where we have established a safe...
The Fable and
Live from SPR News in Washington, I'm Wenling Chen. They're calling it the 7-Minute War. That's how long it took for our doppelganger forces to completely conquer Earth. I, for one, welcome our new doppelganger overlords! Coming up, we're going to have a full hour of our favorite banger, followed by another hour of our favorite banger, until everyone on Earth has heard it. Until then...
My city is still safe. Can someone get me a real transmitter? This walkie-talkie is going... If you can hear this, converge on Paradise City!
You can't tell me how to act. I'm gonna do it, and that is that. I'm a person, you silly goose. I'm not here to service you. Take that dude and hit the road before I have to kick that butthole. You can't.
can't tell me what to do. I'm gonna do what I wanna do. You can't tell me what to say. I'm gonna say what I wanna say. You can't tell me what to do. I'm gonna do what I wanna do. You can't tell me what to do. I'm gonna do what I wanna do.
This is SPR.
The Fable and Folly Network.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
So this is the end of the world.
Pretty weird, right?
I'm Hannah. I'm sure you've probably noticed by now. I'm a zombie. Might even be the last one.
From the creator of Redman Born and Cybernautica.
I can't exactly control most of the things zombie me does. I'm basically what amounts to a backseat driver in my own body. You learn to kind of just go with it after a while, I think. Like, do I feel bad for eating a family of four when I was new? You bet. Not exactly my favorite memory.
Hannah is living her best unlife, while unknowingly being on a crash course with Callie, an explorer desperately seeking to leave her mark on an American wasteland that seems to be all out of new discoveries.
Oh, one might say that it's the comics that got me into this, but between you and me, I'm gonna blame the McSodas. No sense in ruining everything I like in one day.
Together, this unlikely pair team up against the dangers of post-apocalyptia.
Okay. This thing is not playing around at all. Incoming!
Sometimes I miss the old days. Killing zombies for upstart communities, now that was a lot more simple. A lot more ethical, too. Wouldn't you say so? Don't you think it's a little more ethical to kill a zombie than just some stranger on the road?
Panapocalypse. A story about love, death, and robots. Just not the Netflix kind.